Alicia Reiner and Beth Dover both starred on Orange is the New Black, and their characters didn't get along, but in real life, they are besties. Alicia, Beth, hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
So pleasure. Fun. I have to say, having the both of you on is also a landmark moment for our show because we are slowly trying to have every single member of Orange is the New Black on our show. So this really, this is very helpful. But you know what? I will say with the two of you, this is the first time that we've had characters from the other side, the more villainous side.
We're the double villains over here. Yeah.
Yes. Did you meet on the show or did you know each other before?
Yeah, we met on the show.
It's very, the weird thing about Orange was if you hadn't had scenes with people, you kind of never saw them. So it was our first day where we had like scenes together, hating each other. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I love this girl. She's so
then we would go out for martinis after yelling at each other. We'd go out for martinis after.
Yeah.
It was great.
I don't know about you, but recently I found out that I don't actually like a martini. I only like two. And I know that you're involved in the Resistance Revival Chorus.
Yay.
You're on an album.
Yes, I'm on my first album. And in December, the vinyl comes out.
Oh my gosh, vinyl.
It's a red vinyl record.
I love that you're going to get a record, an actual physical record. I love also the colored vinyl.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you did colored vinyl, right, for your last?
I did, yeah. I felt my last couple of albums, I've gone all out with the vinyl design.
Tell me what color?
I usually have one right here. You know what? Hang on one second.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Very, very proud of this one. The records themselves... Look at that.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Very psychedelic.
It's like a melted candy cane. I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a couple great games for you. Woo-hoo. Are you ready to play some games?
Yes.
Okay, so in this, the first game, you're going to be playing against each other. So we're going to alternate back and forth. You'll take turns answering questions. Your first game is an audio quiz. So what we're going to do is you are going to hear what famous animated characters sound like in other languages.
Oh my goodness.
You just have to identify who you are hearing in the clip. Okay, Alicia, this first one is for you. We're looking for the name of the famous animated couple you're hearing in this clip in French.
Devine quoi, Homer? Il va y avoir deux fois plus d'amour dans cette maison qu'il n'y en a jamais eu.
On va-tu commencer à faire ça le matin avec?
Non.
There's a little gravel in that voice, which I feel like kind of helps you. And
Pepe Le Pew, maybe?
Beth is trying to send it telepathically.
I would have to go Simpsons on that one.
Yes, that is correct. Does he say le dos? Anyways.
I don't know.
Le dos. Le dos.
It's already a French word. It's already a D apostrophe.
That's right.
H, right? It's already French.
So the two voice actors that you heard in that clip of Marge and Homer speaking in French actually met during the auditions for the show.
Aww.
And are now married in real life.
That's so sweet. That's very cute.
Romantique.
Très romantique.
All right, Beth, this one is for you.
All right, I'm ready.
This underwater creature who lives in a pineapple is speaking in Vietnamese.
Okay.
Living in a pineapple is a big clue.
I mean, okay, is it SpongeBob SquarePants? Is that
a
thing?
It is absolutely SpongeBob SquarePants. That is correct.
I never would have gotten that in a billion years.
Well, you know what? My kid is watching SpongeBob these days. So thankfully, there we go. All right.
Well done.
Turns out Squidward's an octopus, not a squid. What?
You guys, have you guys watched that octopus documentary on Netflix? I highly recommend it.
No, I heard it's amazing.
Also, I will literally never eat octopus again because they're smart and wonderful. And I feel, I can't believe I've eaten octopus. But anyway, all right, there we go.
That's what
it's called. It's called my octopus teacher. That's what
it has a sad ending, right?
I think so, but I didn't watch the last 5 minutes.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. I just love you.
You know what?
So
it's a dark
good.
Enough time as is.
That's
I don't
right.
The
That's
last
why
five
I haven't watched it.
Movie.
So good. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm gonna end everything I watch 5 minutes early. That's
you know,
a great
exactly.
idea.
Let's just keep it light, right?
Okay, Alicia, here's one for you. This royal Disney character is singing in Cantonese.
That was so good. Elsa, I believe, in Frozen.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Absolutely. Nice. Yeah, hiding away because you're afraid of the power of your emotions translates into every language.
Absolutely.
Yep, that was correct.
All right, Beth, here is one of the most famous cartoon characters in the world in Italian.
Oh, God.
Ah, bellissimo, l'amore. Vai a parlarle.
Okay, just by nature of the high-pitched sound, I'm going to go of the voice. I think it's Mickey Mouse, right?
That's exactly Woo! Right. Okay. Mickey Mouse, yeah?
Woo! Okay,
You'd recognize that falsetto anywhere.
I would. I really would. My whole kid's bedroom is a Mickey Mouse theme, so I'm like...
Really?
You're ready for this.
Your kid is helping you out a lot.
Was that their choice? I feel like it's rare for kids these days to actually care about Mickey Mouse.
No, he doesn't care about it. And he was too young to choose. And so I did it for him.
Okay. Oh, good.
Honestly, and he's fine with it. And we're just going to keep it like that as long as humanly possible. It's been like it's this way for years. And he might be 16, 17 before it changes. We'll see.
Fantastic. I love it.
All right. We've got a couple more. Alicia, this is for you. Here's the Russian version of the title character from a kid's TV show.
Jim! Дедушка! Девушка!
Oh, Beth knows this one. She was very excited. What do you think?
Alicia, if you need any help, I watch this constantly, and I don't want to, but
okay,
I do.
Give me a hint.
There was a little snort at the very beginning. A snort, like a
pig?
Like that kind.
Some little pig that little kids watch. Oh, my God.
They're British.
British pigs.
They're British pigs.
British
right.
pig for British kids.
British pigs. Oh! Peppa? Peppa Pig? Peppa?
Yeah, that's it.
Yay!
That's it.
Yay! Oh, thanks for the snort. I would have fully missed that lady.
It was just a little at the beginning. Yeah, it was a little at the beginning. I was like, that will get it. So, wait a second. How old is your daughter?
She's 11 now.
Oh, yeah. So, past this.
Yeah, you're not watching. You're not watching Peppa Pig.
No.
Yeah.
You know, Eli does watch Butterbean Cafe, which Alicia does a voice on. And every time he watches it and every time your character comes on, I take a little video and I send it to Alicia.
It's so nice. It's so nice. He's like my one fan.
All right. This is the last one. Beth, it is for you.
Oh, God.
This is a famous Disney villain in Spanish.
Okay.
Anita, querida.
¿Cómo estás, Cruella?
Aburrida como de costumbre. Completamente hastiada.
Wow, that's a tough one.
I don't know. So it's a famous villain.
A famous villain. Yeah. What if in that clip there had been some dogs barking?
Oh, Cruella De Vil.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like we need a story from her point of view. Like, you know, who knows what happened?
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
What happened.
Yes.
Maybe
exactly.
There's reason for this. I want to know her backstory. I want to know what she's doing now. I want to know where she gets that haircut. It's not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did she do it herself?
Right. Exactly.
I think the four of us should pitch that to Disney.
We should. Listen, villains need a backstory too, Alicia, right? We should we gotta do a little spin-off, right?
All right, we're all gonna quit our jobs and do it. Let's do it.
Okay,
you guys did great on that first game. Well done.
All right.
After the break, we'll play another game with Alicia and Beth. Then we welcome writers Karen Chi and Johnny Sun. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.